talk about running and jamming. Welcome back to Cartridge World in North Little Rock, where Christy is holding it down. She don't look a day over one. In fact, she isn't. I want to thank Moe's again for popping in. Good to see Melanie dropping off a whole mess of burritos.
She dropped off so many burritos, and it was delicious.
I think over under 15 and a half burritos.
15 and a half, what we like to call a moron's dozen.
And there is no cheese dip, but there is a ton of salsa, and there will be cake. There will be cake.
There will be cake.
Let them eat cake.
Will they let us eat cake?
Says Queen Christy, let them eat cake. No bread, let them eat cake. And I'm like, who wouldn't rather have cake than bread anyhow?
Completely stupid. Rather have cake.
I got a note here from Marnie of our staff. Says, is that Matt Stellon with you? But, well, yes, it is.
That's Marnie from, she's from Marlton, right?
She is from Marlton. She wants to know about your show at Jose's in Marlton this weekend. I might go, I need to know deets. I assume that means details in country talk.
In country text, that's right.
Can you fill
Let
her in?
Let me tell y'all what's going down in Marlton on Friday night. Me and one of my best friends in music are playing a show there at Jose's in Marlton. The doors are opening at 8. John D. Hale goes on at 10. John D. is fantastic. And then we take the stage when they get done. Jose's is a really special place. And if you haven't ever been there, it's sort of reputation precedes itself in some ways. But when we play there, I don't know why this is, but there are always – like, you know how that there's no opposite word for a sausage fest? Like, when there's just a bunch of hot girls there, more hot girls than dudes, because it never happens. We don't even have a word for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens at Jose's. Mm. I don't know what the deal is.
It's a bizarro world sausage fest.
It's a bizarro world to where there's more attractive girls there in this bar that stays open till 4 or 5 in the morning.
How late do you play?
I play till, like, I don't – depending on how the spirit might catch me. And we might do several specials. We might
Go off stage and come back out like an encore deal the whole bit.
I mean, if they want us back,
that kind
I
of
mean,
shenanigans.
It's all if they, you know, if we get off the stage and they're like, okay, they're done, let's cha-cha slide.
What's more likely to get you up there? A bunch of bras and panties being thrown up on stage, or a bunch of 20s? Oh boy, that's the rock and roll dilemma.
No, it's the 20s.
Okay, just checking. Man's got to eat.
It's the 20s. I don't have any use for bras.
Don't eat a double D. I don't even use them. Scotty says Jack Daniels should cut you a check for all the free advertisement they get on your show. I don't think Sid was drinking. That's just Sid. Sid's just a different cat. Now, Tim that called a couple days ago, his call was epic, and it was posted on our blog. Nice job, Matty T. Definitely hammered. Ben says, no doubt Sid is the call of the week, setting the over-under on passes at 15 and a half. No question. I do love that. Sid, hey, the fact that he had an answer.
Yeah.
I like it.
He came in ready to go.
Matty T, what's the opposite of a sausage fest?
Clam bake.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Oh, sorry.
It's a total clam.
Keating Service coming live, fan feedback. Mike in the Ville. I'm sure A&M will beat Arkansas, but it will be interesting to see Chris Smith, Trey Flowers versus Johnny Football. That is true. I'd love to see those dudes chase him around. Maybe able to keep and contain him better than most. Of course, he'll be able to throw it to the right all night long. Drunk Sid always goes off on the fat chicks at the stadium. That's funny. He's like, big girl to the left of me, fat girl to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with my $4 water. Scott and Hunt, let them put 9 in the box. If their 9 weighs less than our 6, we still rush for 250. Arkansas will impose its will offensively. Scott, you do realize Arkansas is playing a full-fledged FBS program this weekend, right? Not
grown-ups.
An NAIA school. They're
grown-ups.
Not going to play a bunch of linebackers away 185. Billy the Kid, Justin, major game ball to you for getting Matt Jones on. Yesterday was my birthday, and I asked him if he could sign a football for me, and he said, I'm really looking forward to displaying that in my man cave. That's awesome. Thanks. You're welcome. I think we got everything else in.
All our Keithley Service Company live fan feedback.
Brought to you by Keithley Service Company. Okay, so we were talking about guys going out on top earlier. Mm-hmm. You get some guys that passed, unfortunately, an untimely passing. Guys like James Dean. Who's the guy that you brought up earlier? This is our intern, by the way. Let me welcome you in with Matt Stell and our intern, Alex.
Heath Ledger.
Okay, what's that?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger,
that's a great one.
Went out.
He did.
Batman.
He did win an Academy Award on his way out, unfortunately. Very untimely death again, but great performance.
Yeah. So who else we said? We also said like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, athletically, I was thinking, because he brought up Jim Brown, and I thought, man, there aren't too many guys that went out on top like Jim Brown. He's just like, let me give you all this right here because I'm out.
Yep.
Thanks for having me. the same way that Barry Sanders did, because Barry Sanders had approximately 10 more good years if he stayed healthy. Mm-hmm.
He's
Detroit.
Just tired of
does,
being
does going
awesome.
Out on top really count when it's
for the Lions?
Our debt of drugs in a hotel room?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying going out with a great performance.
Oh, professionally.
Okay.
Professionally.
Not the exact last moment.
Yeah.
A little bit before then.
Sad.
Yeah. That's
somebody true. Brought up Michael Jordan. And I thought, no, because he
had the baseball stuff.
Well, that, and he ended his career. He came back and won another title after the baseball thing, but then he ended up with
three
the Wizards,
yeah.
And it was embarrassing. And then he's a terrible owner
yeah,
for the Bobcats. But
not doing well.
If you've seen his smoke show of a wife, then I think, well, maybe he is actually rebounding nicely.
Oh,
no
my
pun intended.
We talked, Alex and I were talking over here about it, and I think Ray Lewis might be going out on top personified.
Yeah.
You know? Him and
yeah, going out with a ring. Elway, yeah. Same deal.
Yep, yeah. Elway, the same kind of
speaking
deal.
Of, there's Tommy Smith right there. And I have one that I met recently, and this is as good as it gets because we're talking about trying to fire Bo Pelini because he's an idiot and not a great coach maybe. Tom Osborne, who we had the pleasure of having on the Zone last week, his last few years there, listen to this, he ended his career at Nebraska with a record over his last 63 games of 60-3.
Wow.
Dude, come on, man. And he won a national title on the way out the door. Sayonara, pimps. I'm out.
Mount.
I don't think you probably said that, though.
I got three coaches for you.
Okay.
Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
John Wooden.
Right.
Tony La Russa. All won titles, retired right afterwards.
That's pretty smart. Tommy Smith's going to get a number one book and call it a day, I bet, someday.
Hi, Tommy. Boy, that'll be a while. The only guy to go out winning two Super Bowls in a row, and his very last game he played in, he was MVP of the Super Bowl. Do you know who it is?
John Elway?
I just had to get my Chief Bronco plug in.
And you forgot to mention he did one perfect helicopter spin into the end zone, too.
That was a pretty cool run. Unfortunately, it came against your Packers.
You know what, though? The thing about that is, Tommy, because the Packers were looking for back-to-back. And
yeah.
I remember driving around. I was living in Minnesota at the time, and I'd had a chance to go to a Packers game that season, which was very cool for me. A kid I went to grade school with got his first start in the NFL.
Really?
In that game when they played. It was Packers-Vikings. Can you imagine how awesome that was? It was awesome. But anyway, I was driving around town in that week of the Super Bowl, and I'm thinking, you know, if they have to lose – I wouldn't mind him losing to Elway because I did love Elway growing up. And after they lost to Washington, Tommy, when they were up 10-0 after the first quarter, and they got 42-10. Beat
42-10.
Yeah, whatever it was, 42-10. I quit watching the third quarter. I used to root for him, but I'm like, I can't put myself through this anymore. That was my first give up as a young sports fan. But it kind of came full circle for me because I kind of felt a little special. Plus, Elway was number 7, which is my number. So.
Well, and I don't know if Elway would ever admit it. He probably has. Not only did he go down as MVP last game, but he did it against the coach that took him to three Super Bowls in Dan Reeves with the Falcons.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he got an extra feedback that night, didn't he, Tommy?
I'll let you guys get back to work.
All right, buddy. Good work. Thank you. Yeah, Tommy is a devout Broncos fan. He's been through the ups and downs. We mentioned a couple other guys in entertainment, and unfortunately most of the entertainment guys who go out on top,
they did.
How about you want to talk about a heartbreaker is Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye was doing it, baby. He had a lot of good music left in him and gets taken out by his own father.
Yeah, as well the same thing with
it's like Bill Cosby used to joke about, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. Marvin's dad wasn't playing.
Yeah, Otis Redding was a similar story.
Yeah.
What about Leonard Skinner?
Just sitting there by the dock of the bay, minding his own business.
Yeah, and then he died in that same bay in a helicopter crash. Sad. Isn't that crazy?
Stevie Ray Vaughan's the one that kills me.
Yeah.
I would trade places on the helicopter with Stevie Ray.
Would you?
I would.
Well,
I wouldn't trade
Darren
places.
Barry would really be happy with you.
I have a lot of friends who have told me. In fact, Steve East, the SID at UCA, has told me, I wish you would. That would have been awesome because I really like Stevie Ray.
Won't you do me a favor and go take Stevie Ray's place on that helicopter and hush?
I would not have traded places with Richie Valens on the plane, but I would have definitely traded place on the helicopter with Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray. All right.
Because you've got to be thinking when they're sitting around the helicopter before they take off, they're all like, how much blow has this pilot done anyway?
We're probably going to make it.
Another one was Seinfeld, and Seinfeld was the one that he kept you wanting more, man. I wanted some more. Entourage did the same thing to me.
Hey.
And all those dudes, I think, are now sitting around lamenting the fact that they called it quits because it's like, dang, dude, we ain't had any work since then. We could have had another 3 years of getting paid.
Well, you know, was Seinfeld still the number one show when it came?
Most definitely. They only went 10 years. They could have gone another 5 easy.
Well, Breaking Bad's going out on top. I mean, that's the best show I think I've ever
seen. I've seen approximately zero episodes of that show. Over, under, zero episodes.
Justin. I envy you, Justin. You still have this to look forward to.
Yeah, you can get in. You don't know.
Life isn't about to end for you like it is the rest of us.
Yeah.
What's the point of living after breaking?
What about The Wire? Do you guys ever watch that? That's another one people
talk
about.
That's a great show.
No, I got to get on The Wire. I've got to get on I've seen Dexter and Spots. I've heard it, and that's really good.
Dexter's good. I watched the one season when it was on CBS or whatever.
Oh, really?
When they had a Showtime like conflict or something.
Last episode. That's this next or this weekend.
Yeah, I was trying
to. That's too
watch.
Weird though, because I can't get past the fact that dude was dating his sister in real life.
Oh yeah.
Like the girl that plays his sister, they were dating. That's awkward.
Well, you know, Netflix was producing their own shows and stuff now.
Yeah.
And then there was one on there I started watching the other day.
Orange
is the New Black, and it's all right. It's
the girl in prison that based on the true story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's but it's a little sensational. I guess like more flashbang than the way that Breaking Bad is on A&E, so it's not like that they're getting their job done showing a bunch of naked women or something like
that. That's unfortunate.
But it's still, there's something to be said for the writing that it's so good that they don't even need any naked people.
How'd you like this last week's episode?
That was pretty tough.
Maybe the best episode yet?
Perhaps. Well, I tell you what, I've never left an episode of Breaking Bad wanting to see the next episode anymore.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I'll give you that.
Not gonna take it any farther than that.
What's better, Breaking Bad or a clam bake at Jose's in Morrilton?
Let me tell you what. You ain't going to lose either way, homeboy.
What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
It's going old school, but Jim Brown told a reporter when he was filming The Dirty Dozen that he was retiring from the Browns.
Yeah, we mentioned him. He was the one that kind of got the conversation started. You know, another guy we appreciate the call, though.
Hey, just tuned in. Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't talked Jim Brown always seems grouchy. I never see Jim Brown go, man, I'm just happy to be alive. He's always griping about something.
Jim Brown, he's got called. He's still crusading out for injustices he feels like are going on. And, you know, he's trying to make a difference in the world still.
He's kicking in the Rasta beanie. I like
it. That's right. That's right. He's got that world flair like Taj Mahal.
And then, I don't know him.
You don't know Taj Mahal?
Mm-mm. I know of Taj Mahal. I don't know. And then the other one was the one that people always go, the Houston haters always like, Mitch Mustang was 6-0 as a starting quarterback. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. But I would point out that in his sixth win as a starter, he threw an interception on his first drive and got benched and never played again. I can't give him credit for that win. Sorry. Won't do it. I'll give him 5-0.
Ain't going to do it. Can't win with him.
Can't do it.
Can't coach with him.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of, Houston Nutt will be the featured speaker at the Little Rock Touchdown.
Houston Dale. Man, I tell you what, I was happy to see him go. I think it was time for a change at the time. But, man, I fully re-embraced Houston Nutt. It's such an asset to have.
So yeah.
Like to me, it's like an institution because he never had enough room in the shoulders of his shirts. So I was pulling them up like this and clapping vertically, talking about special teams being special. That's so special to
my
me.
I have a buddy, Mike Hackbart, who does a great Houston Nutt clap. That was a great imitation right there.
That's right. Special teams got to be special today. I love Houston Nutt. I do. I'm glad that. Well, I'm just glad.
To quote the great Houston Nutt, who also, like Tommy Smith, still alive at this hour. There's lots of Lions and Tigers and Bears, but there's only
one
Matt Stell.
Ain't but one Razorback.
And he'll join us as we continue on, coming up. In the Zone. Sing it, baby. Watching the tide.